Well, welcome along to today's busy Manchester City bulletin, Saturday, March the 28th. Nick Harris reports. We start with the news that Manchester City winger Leroy Sané is not desperate to return to Germany. Amidst continued interest from Bayern Munich, it's been claimed, according to reports in Italy. Now, it was reported, of course, that Sané would be on his way at the end of the year to join Bayern Munich. He was almost joined them last summer before he suffered a cruciate ligament injury in the Community Shield game against Liverpool, which certainly put paid to any chance of that being pushed through. The wing has been recuperated in recent months and Bayern have continued to keep a close eye on him ahead of a potential summer move. The German champions have already seen informal talks with the representatives and he's believed to have been their priority target ahead of the next window. But now, according to an Italian outlet, Sané himself is not convinced yet and he's not desperate to return to Germany. The former Schalke winger has no burning desire to return to the Bundesliga and is likely to consider other options if other clubs make a move for him. It's claimed he would prefer a move to Barcelona rather than Bayern Munich if the Catalan giants were to show any interest. We'll wait and see on that. City wanted him to sign a new deal, of course, but that has not happened as yet. Moving on, Pep Guardiola is in regular contact with his players to ensure they're maintaining focus and fitness. Insiders at the Etihad have revealed he's been contacting players on a daily basis to ask after them and how their own families are and how they're managing in the current crisis, in addition to how they're keeping fit. Some team members live in the city centre and do not have access to garden spaces, so Guardiola and his staff are doing all they can to raise spirits. Finally today, the Catalan manager donated £1 million earlier this week to the Angel Soler Daniel Foundation and Medical College of Barcelona for the acquisition and supply of health equipment during the COVID-19 crisis. That's all your news today. We'll have more news in our next bulletin.